your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good afternoon and welcome to the 12 hours main news bulletin. The headlines: World Bank warns Zambia still at high risk of debt distress. Government to scale down activities amidst budget realignment. And dozens killed in jihadist attacks on villages in central Mali. To present the news in detail, my name is Makuzi Mvula. The World Bank Group has warned that although Zambia has recorded improvements in monetary and fiscal performance, the country remains at high risk of debt distress, limiting access to external financing. Speaking during the launch of the Zambia Economic Update Report, World Bank senior economist Albert Sala said declining inflation, exchange rate appreciation, and the attainment of a fiscal surplus were positive indicators of improving macroeconomic stability. However, Mr. Sala has noted that persistent challenges, including widespread electricity shortages and climate-related shocks, continue to constrain economic diversification, growth in the service sector, and job creation. He has further said that Zambia's medium-term growth outlook remains positive, with gross domestic product projected to average 4.7% between 2026 and 2028, but cautioned that the outlook remains vulnerable to global uncertainty, commodity price volatility, and effects of climate change.
On 2025, we see a collapse in net prices that really has to go with reduce inflation, and also a strengthening quarter. From the highs of around 29 quarter per US dollar, we're now at around 18, so really that has to go with the purchasing power of Zambia's imports. And that, for the first time in 5 years, enables the central bank to start tightening policy.
And Secretary to the Treasury, Felix Nkulukusa, said government would continue engaging the private sector to find solutions for the country's economic and energy challenges after the elections.
Our strategy now is we're going into an election year, and we will have elections in August. Our strategy is how do we, working with the private sector, with the cooperatives now, to come up with a policy framework that we think that we can present to the new government in August. That then informs the next 5 years trajectory.
Government says it will scale down some of its activities to accommodate expenditure adjustments under the national budget realignment. Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Sumbeko Msokotwani said government is expected to implement a number of changes and meet additional costs linked to the supplementary budget. Speaking during the first quarter National Development Coordinating Committee meeting, Dr. Msokotwani has noted that the supplementary budget will also take into account revenue losses arising from the tax waiver on petroleum products. He has added that the increase in the number of members of parliament has made it necessary for governments to realign the budget to cater for the additional expenditure. Meanwhile, Ministry Budget Office Assistant Director Percy Musoni has disclosed that domestic revenues performed below target, with most tax categories underperforming except for income tax. Mr. Musoni said the Treasury recorded total revenue and grants amounting to 42.89 billion kwacha against a target of 46.47 billion kwacha, representing a 7.7% underperformance.
In the first quarter, the Treasury recorded total revenue and grants amounting to 42.89 billion.
Vice President Motele Nalumango has urged the police to ensure order and peace during elections, saying government will not allow chaos and disorder. Responding to a question from Katombola Member of Parliament, Clement Andeleki, on how government will ensure peace during elections, Mrs. Nalumango says the UPND administration is committed to ensuring that peace and tranquility prevail throughout the electoral process. She said there will be no bloodshed during elections and called on women to actively participate, assuring them that the political environment will remain peaceful.
These things doesn't show like will not happen again. Yes, I will assure the Zambian people. And in assuring the Zambian people, I'll speak also to the police service. Let them do their work properly. And I mean it, properly. Let them ensure there is no such chaos. Let them ensure there is no such violence. The president sitting here made a commitment that these elections will be peaceful. These elections will be credible. These elections must bring us together. Yes, this government, under the leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema, will not allow the chaos.
Meanwhile, the vice president said government has delivered on its promises, adding that it is making strides in addressing the other challenges, including rising petroleum prices resulting from geopolitical conflict.
It's important indeed to look back at the success of this government, which the entire house agrees with, that this government, madam, has fought according to the promises that they made, according to the manifesto, the promises that they made to the Zambian people. They have fought. And this is therefore the message to the Zambian people. Where I come from, we have a saying, I hope I will interpret it right in English. It were men, chilombe lomu chile.
Water Development and Sanitation Minister Colin Zinzovu has thanked President Hakainde Hichilema for the opportunity to serve the country under his leadership. Speaking during a farewell media briefing, Ms. Zinzovu said it had been both inspiring and fulfilling to serve under a leader with a clear vision and unwavering commitment to national development. He said President Hichilema has restored direction, hope and purpose to the country at a crucial time, adding that he remains profoundly grateful for the confidence placed in him. Ms. Zinzovu has said he was especially honored to have been entrusted with the responsibility of serving as Zambia's first Minister of Green Economy and Environment, describing the appointment as historic and a reflection of the President's progressive vision for sustainable development.
First and foremost, I wish to sincerely thank the President of the Republic of Zambia, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, for the honor and privilege of serving our great nation under his leadership. It is both inspiring and fulfilling to serve under a leader with clarity of vision and unwavering commitment to national development. President Hichilema restored direction, restored hope and purpose to our country at a critical time, and I remain profoundly grateful for the confidence he placed in me.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Zambia National Commercial Bank, ZANACO, has launched its WhatsApp banking service, marking a significant milestone not only for the bank but also in responding to the evolving financial habits of customers and the broader transformation of Zambia's digital economy. ZANACO Chief Executive Officer Mokwandi Chiwesakunda said the launch reflects the bank's commitment to meeting customers where they are, simplifying bank services and delivering solutions that seamlessly fit into their everyday lives. Ms. Chiwesakunda said Zambia is firmly on a digital trajectory, with digital connectivity continuing to deepen as mobile phones and internet access increasingly shape how Zambians communicate, transact and access essential services.
Zambia is firmly on the digital